100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
It's Daddy Speaks, the international, transformational, storytelling, y'all. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Betty Speaks again. Yes, I am back. I'm back. Honestly, it is such a pleasure to be here with you today. I am your lifetime imprint leader. A lot of you know that I believe in giving people that legacy that they can leave, that imprint that you can leave somewhere and leaving it for eternity. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components in life. And some of you may say there's five, so that fifth one is there too. However, we're speaking about spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. And yes, that fifth one is health. So I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. That's what I love about a life change now, living intentionally for eternity. You see, I hold global virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your life just by relieving yourself, getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation today. So you've asked for her and she is back. Yes, she's back. We're talking about overcoming things still, overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Yes, that's in my favorite book, Basic Information Before Leaving Earth. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, ambition, your faith, and your inner strength. And I'm telling you, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide, knowing that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you thought you couldn't. I don't want to talk too much today. And I want to tell you that as I share with you each time we're here, you're going to be listening to evidence and facts and definitely nothing but stone cold truth. And if you're lacking motivation right now to the point where you're stuck in life, after you hear our guest speaker today, you're going to realize that the only person standing in your way is you. We're talking about embracing hurt from family and friends. My guest today is actually a global Christian educator. I know for myself that she is very authentic. She's a mother and a grandmother. So she's that global. You're going to hear from her in like 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Guess, are you there? Introduce yourself and tell us where you are hailed from.
Yes, I am here. Good morning. Good morning. I am Sharon Cotton, hailing all the way from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah. The state of bipolar weather.
That is amazing.
We don't know what we're going to get from one day to the next up here. So that is where we are from. And so I am elated to be with you today, Dr. Betty.
Yes, it is such an honor to have Pastor Cotton back with us. That's right, Pastor Cotton back with us. And the reason I say that, because I know that so many of you enjoyed her talk last when we talked about embracing a life change now. And honestly, if you haven't followed her yet, just go ahead and follow her, get that. You can email, you can actually go to my website, bettyspeaks.com, go to the contact and say, I want more of Pastor Cotton. She spoke what I needed to hear today. She's breathed fresh air into my life in order that I can experience a life change. The last call. And today we're going into holiday seasons and everything. She's going to give you some scripture verses on what you can do to embrace the hurt and pain that you receive from your families and friends. It wasn't meant there to go with you for eternity. That wasn't some things that we go through is because we are his chosen one. But Pastor Cotton, talk to us about embracing hurt and pain or just embracing hurt from our family and friends. Talk to us, Pastor.
Yes. So the first thing we have to know and understand that we will not get through anything, any type of hurt, whether from family, friend, even a foe. We will not get through that without a very direct connection with God. And so the scripture that we're standing on today, so we're going to start with that, Genesis 12, verse 3. But I will read in your hearing, if you don't mind, verses 1 and 2 as well. Mm. And it says, now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. That's key. You shall be a blessing. Verse 3, the one winding on. I, this is God, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And so that is God talking to Abram, later Abraham, about leaving. He was warning him already. He was giving him a faith directive to leave what he knows, leave his comfortability, leave his family, leave his friend, and go to a land that he is sending him to. And oftentimes we get hurt because we will not carry out that very important detail that God has instructed us to do. And so we stay in things a little longer. We you know, a lot longer than we need to. We don't get out while the getting is good, if you will. A lot of hurt from especially family comes from our loyalty to the family member, and it is good to be loyal to your family. I'm not stating that it's not, but when it's time to put them down, it's time to put them down, because you can't pick up a snake and don't expect to be bitten. You just can't. It's gonna bite you, because that's what it do. And so loyalty longer than need to be becomes enablement. And when we enable people, we open the door for hurt on us. We open the door for that. We open it to that very close friend that you've known for years to hurt you. And so even in that, you know, as God, the closer you get to God, as you begin to move toward God, God is going to start shaking stuff, and he's going to start showing you people to come out away from. He's going to start showing you these people. And so it does not mean stop loving them, because he is a God of love, right? He is a God of love. So it does not mean that. But it means that you can love them, but you can't stay there. I need you to, you know, put them down. I need you to put them down. I need you to move on with you, because we can get lost, right? We can get lost in other people. I want to, if I don't drive anything else today, don't get lost in other people.
Because I love that.
When you get lost in other people, that gives them the green light to just run all over you, walk all over you, take you for granted, do stuff to you that they shouldn't be doing. And you with your loyal self, we keep saying, oh, it's okay. You know, I understand, you know, oh, I get that, you know, but no, instead of heading for the hills. Instead of heading for the hills, from whence come my help? And so we have to let God do it. God said, verse 3 said, God said, I will bless those who bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to bless them because they bless you. Why? Because you already spoke it, Dr. Betty. You're his chosen one. Abraham later was God's chosen one. He's the man of faith. Right? He's a man of faith. Not once, but twice did God test Abraham greatly. Here he tested him as Abram to leave his family. What? You want me to leave my family? That's all I know. You want me to leave? Yes, he said, yes, leave. Leave your family, leave your father's house. I need you to do that because why? I'm trying to make your name great. And so what did he do? He picked up and left. And later, as his name is changed to Abraham, what did he do? He told him to sacrifice his son Isaac. He didn't question it. He went on, made the altar, and got ready to. Not only did he get ready, he did strap him to it, right? And so his Isaac. Well, where's the sacrifice? You're it, he said.
I love it. You know, you've given me chills because I'm looking now and I see you behind a pulpit and I'm trying to say, wait a minute, we're on podcast, not pulpit, you know.
I'm trying to.
It's good. I forget that it's not Sunday and I'm not sitting in this. I forget that. I want to ask you though, because what we're sharing today, embracing hurt with family and friends, it's not even just for adults, it's for even our teens I love talking to our youth as well, you know, for our families that are dealing with kids that are being bullied and or being mistreated in schools and things. How do we love our enemies? How do we love on those? And I know the word has some amazing verses on loving our enemies. Love them, you know.
So, and that's why I wanted to drive, because none of that is possible without relation with God. That's not possible. And so we have to at all times, if we're going to get past the hurt, number one is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness.
Yes.
Right? And know this, that forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person.
Yes.
Forgiveness, because when you forgive them, right, you let go such a freedom of a release that had your heart in a knot.
Absolutely.
Have your heart in a knot. And so whether you're a young person, old person, it does not matter. Forgiveness is huge. It's huge, because that's how you are going to move on with your life. That's how you're going to move on being the person God created you to be. And they're not going to understand. And see, let me tell you, the offender themselves, they're not going to understand, how on earth can she forgive that?
Yes.
They know the blow they delivered. They know how bad it hurt you. Because remember, we're talking about family and friends. That's very up close and personal.
Yes.
That was a personal blow. And so they know the depths in which it hurt you. And when you turn around and forgive them and smile and say, God bless you, mm-hmm. you're pronouncing a blessing on them, even though they hurt you.
I love that.
You're pronouncing a blessing on them when you can smile in the face of your aggressor, of your adversary. When you can smile and still shake their hand. My grandson, he's 23 now, but one of his teachers, when he was trying to come through high school, gave him a very hard time. And so he was short a couple of points. He didn't make it to graduate with his class. He didn't give up. He went back to summer school, got the points that he needed, got his diploma, went back to his high school because he needed a transcript. And that teacher that treated him so badly was the first person he saw. And when he saw my grandson, he turned red as an apple.
Wow.
But what did my grandson do? He smiled in his face and shook his hand. That's how you defeat and come over people that hurt you. When you don't do evil for evil, when you can smile in the face of your aggressor and shake the hand and say, God bless you, I'm praying for you, whatever you got to say to them, you are pronouncing a blessing on them.
I love that, honestly. Woo, Jesus. And you know what, I can't help but just think of like some of our I went to the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27, where God calls us to action, to do mm-hmm. good to those who hate you. Yes. This response cannot be fulfilled with kind thoughts alone. It takes action. And I've been mentoring this little boy since he was about 5. I think he's 8 now. It may have been 4, but I when I ask him, Arias, why do you do good? He always say, because mm-hmm. of the God that's in me. And his mm-hmm. and his grandmother is his is actually his caretaker. Both of his parents are incarcerated, but it's like we're here to, you know, being that Christian educator, we are definitely here to teach the grandson, as you mentioned him. Why do you do good? It's because of the God that's in me. My yes. grandmama taught me. My grandmama yes. taught me Luke 6:27. Mm-hmm. You have to do good, and you have to show it in your actions, not yes. verbally, but yes. it has. So the actions of your grandson, the mm-hmm. actions of this little boy that I am mentoring, anytime he is, it's like when someone says something to him that he doesn't like, or someone does something to him that he doesn't like, he has to, Jima, I always remember what you told me. I have to do good because of the God that's in me. You mm-hmm. instill that in someone, they're going to do good because of the God that's in them. Now, a lot yes. of times one is hurt by their family or friends. It could be any little piece of hurt, something that was said to them, something mm-hmm. that was done to them, how they were treated. You know, yes. sometimes yes. it could be a day old or 21 days old. You yes. are 20 yes. years old, Pastor. We yes. still have to learn God's law. Love yes. always wins. Put some things at rest. I talk about Q-tip on one of my other shows, Q-tip. Quit taking it personally. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes we have to pick up that Q-tip. But then, I mean, you just hit it on the head when you said we have to have a relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. In order to be Christ-like, we in order to forgive, we have to be Christ-like and have that relationship with him. I just want to throw that in because you talked about your grandson and yeah, I'm in a relationship yeah. with this young lady, with church members and her grandson loves himself some me, because I'm always throwing acronyms or always throwing slogans at him. Yeah, and that's yeah. what we have to do, Pastor, even yeah. for our grandkids and our grandkids' kids.
So, and let me give you, you know, something tangible that you could hold on to and work toward. The entire time I was raising my children, I always drilled in them, and I still do, to not carry something that's not yours. Do not So the words that other people inflict on you, the things that people inflict on you, the attitudes, the stinking attitudes of other people, don't carry that stuff. It's not yours. And so my son used to come home upset all the time about people calling him names. And I would say to him, you know, like, what do they call you? And he, like, you know, he would say big eared or, you know, or something like that. I said, but what did I name you?
Mm-hmm. That's it, Pastor.
What did I name you? Your name is Anthony. So if they call you something other than Anthony, walk away, ignore it. They're not talking to you. And so we have to make sure that we are not carrying stuff that is not ours.
Right.
It's not ours. The afflictions that people try to put on you, that's not yours.
And I love that. Ooh, Pastor, mm-hmm. And I want to add something. Sorry to cut you off, but I want to add something else because it's burning me. It's like mm-hmm. that cross, you know, he's already carried all of that on his cross for mm-hmm. us. You know, mm-hmm. as you speak mm-hmm. of that, that's not on your cross. It was on his cross. That's their sin. They're sinning, but he has that sin on his cross.
Yes,
it's not of you. It's not you. So no, I get you. That. I love that. And I'm glad you're bringing that to our audience today. Again, we are listening to global Christian educator, Pastor Sharon Cotton. You got to look her up. You got to follow her. She's dropping some amazing nuggets today about embracing hurt from family and friends. I'm telling you, if it's 1 day old, 21 days old, or 21 mm-hmm. years old, let it go.
Let it go.
Go on, Pastor.
Let it go. And so, you know, one of the, I love Matt 5:9, one of the Beatitudes, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And so blessed are the peacemakers. Let me just tell you a little bit about a peacemaker. A peacemaker is not the aggressor, right? We are not the aggressor. We do not return fire with fire, evil with evil. And so being a peacemaker also may mean that sometimes you will be the one to come forward with the I'm sorry, even though you weren't the aggressor. And so you always look to be peaceful. And that's why forgiveness is key. They go hand in hand. You can't be a peacemaker and you haven't forgiven your aggressor. Because if you stay in the place of anger and bitterness and disbelief and doubt and all of these things, uncomfortability, all of this stuff that the betrayal caused, the hurt caused, if you live in that, you will lose yourself.
All right, Pastor, you took me. I heard something this weekend. I was recertified as a peace ambassador. So when you talk peace, you talk of me, because honestly, it's nice to be important, Pastor. Listen to me now. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is more important to be nice. But you know, the Bible also tells us when you return love for evil, it's like pouring coal, a fire on their head. I'm telling you, your aggressor will not know what hit them when you come back at them nicely. When you you don't clap back, as they say, you know? And so when you don't do that, when you return in love, Matthew 5:20 tells us this is really big about friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The Bible says, if you have an ought against your brother or sister, if you have a situation going on against your brother or sister, the Bible encourages you. It says, go back and be reconciled.
Matthew 18. Come on, Pastor.
Okay. He said, leave your gift on the altar. So whatever it is, I don't care if you're a praise dancer, leave it on the altar. I don't care if you're a prayer warrior, leave it on the altar. I don't care what you do, what it is, leave it on the altar. Go be reconciled to them. Then come back and see me. For how can you say you love God who you do not see and hate your brother or sister who you see daily?
I'm not messing with you no more. I'm done.
Go fix that before you come talking about you love me. Go fix that.
Yes.
You understand? And so fixing it just means getting rid of the tension, the debris. It does not mean that you have to, you know, remain best friends, but I still love you. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I still love you.
In your heart for them. Go be reconciled to that. Now, whether they accept your apology, that's not your issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on you. But mm-hmm. for you and I that proclaim to be of God,
yes.
He says, you who are spiritual, restore them with love.
Come on, mm-hmm. Pastor. And this is, you're listening to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. you are. And, yeah. and we're talking about being embracing your family and friends, embracing hurt with families and friends, and then experiencing that life change now. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have used, but it's so many titles in today's topics, but it's yeah. all about where you are right now in your life, or your walk, mm-hmm. your journey mm-hmm. walk, living it intentionally for eternity. And I yeah. have an educator here today that's a phenomenal woman of God, doing kingdom building work, looking to save lives worldwide.
Yes.
Pouring
yes.
into those broken hearts, asking you, pleading with you, just pleading to just let it go. Let go some yes. of the hurt. Some of it you're thinking is impossible to mm-hmm. let things go, but we're saying that you have chances, challenges, and choices right now.
Yes.
Just let some of those things go. We're encouraging you right now to be the bigger person, to be the better yeah. person.
What?
Most of the sins against you, they have already been done against others, and mm-hmm. he has already mm-hmm. said it is finished.
And so, so as we look back at, scripture for today, right? If we take another quick look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about God, Jehovah. He said he'll bless those who bless you and he'll curse those who curse you.
Yes.
And so if God be for you, take this.
Got
if
it.
God be for you, who can be against you? And so that thing that they did, that's little for God. And so give it to him. You let it go. Put it before him and let him do what he gonna do with it while he bless you tremendously. Because when you are returning evil with love, guess what? You are setting yourself up to be a prime candidate for the glory of the manifestation of God upon your life. You are setting yourself up for to have yes financial success. Yes,
mm-hmm.
great health and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hallelujah. You are setting yourself up for a spiritual connection like you never had before. And so God is looking to give you those things. And so stop looking at it that it was family that hurt you. Stop looking at it that it was your best friend that betrayed you. And look mm-hmm. at it as an opportunity for God to blow your mind.
That's
what we got to do. That's what yes. we got to do, because people are going to be people.
Yes, and you remind
that's
me.
Not the last hurt you're going to have. People are going to be people.
Oh.
So you just got to learn to let God do what he said he's going to do in Genesis 12, verse 3.
Definitely. You heard it right here on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Our time is almost up here. I got my cue a few moments ago, but I just wanted to say, Pastor said something also that, you know, it's not that person, it's something that's in them. Sometimes it could be behavior issues of another person that you might want to consider praying on. And even if you're not a praying person, get with the pastor, you know, get with that Christian educator. She would teach you how to say Our Father, you know, who art in heaven. And honestly, start tackling those battles and conquer them. Conquer those battles. She told you, you know, that God's law is to love one another. He said above all of these, you know, love is what I want you to do. So my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and why not start embracing those that hurt you, the families or friends today. Begin to facilitate those changes for your future, for eternity. Go to your last destination happy. When you leave this world, you know, to go to your kingdom, let people say, oh, that was the happiest person. Oh, I can't wait to see that person in his kingdom era. So remember, you have a choice right now to live intentionally for eternity. That choice belongs to no one but you. Again, if you want to be connected with my friend, my sister, and my relationship partner, we have gone through some hurt and some changes, but we love one another.
Yes, we have.
So that's what you're supposed to do. Go back and reconcile those challenging moments that you went together. And that choice again belongs to you. We're doing kingdom things here on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Why? Not only because we love each other, but we love you too. So go ahead and embrace those who have hurt you, your friends, your family. We call them frenemies and enemies. So I look forward to speaking with you all again in the near future. Thank you so much. And definitely reach out to BettySpeaks.com if you have any questions.
Amen. Amen.
Owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.